Hello, everyone.
Adrian, what do you see on that 52-yard run at the end where you started left, got stopped, and came back? Was there nothing there? Was it designed to go that way?
Yeah, well, it was designed to go the way to the left, but it was congested. So I was trying to make a way out of no way. You know, they got within two touchdowns, and we needed, you know, something done productive on offense, you know. So I just kept fighting, you know, guys. You know, offensive line gave me some good blocks, and the receivers, man, they did a great job blocking downfield. And, you know, I was just trying to take it to the end zone.
Do you think that was more important than the 82-yarder?
Yeah. Just the time that it came and the point of the game, it was a big momentum for us. We got 3 points, you know, from the drive, so it was huge.
Adrian, what was the biggest difference between the first 8 carries for 8 yards through 9 carries for 90 yards? What changed or what did you see differently from the Rams' defense?
Well, you know, offensively, we just continued to, you know, be patient and continue to, you know, exert our will. You know, we knew they was coming out just watching them. It's a good defense. You know, one of the better fronts we played. These guys are physical. They run to the ball. So it's all about phantom feast. And we knew it was going to be tough early. And the offensive line was dialed into it. It was committed, you know, fullback, receivers. And we just kept pounding them. And we was able to take advantage of the opportunities, some of the opportunities when they presented themselves.
Do you even get frustrated at all when you're bottled up a little bit in the early going, or with the way you guys have been going, are you confident that at some point you're going to pop one?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. You know, you got to, in this game, you got to continue to move forward and not look back. Early on in the game, this is probably the most I've talked trash in 6 years, seriously, you know, because this guy was coming in, hitting late. Not really late, but, you know, getting some extra, you know, hits in. And I love it because I play with that same passion. But, you know, I got up in some of the guys faced a couple of times, and I had to get away from that, you know, get back to being an assassin, you know, not saying anything, just hitting them.
Obviously, the win is the most important, but can you also talk a little bit about breaking your single-season career high? I think you topped 1760 today with over 1,800. Just what it means to you, obviously, win-wise, and what it means for you to now break a new single-season record for yourself.
It means a lot, you know, especially coming off the ACL injury, but I got to give all the credits to offensive line, you know, my receivers for being committed, you know, and my fullback Felton, he is playing outstanding. That first touchdown, whew, that was a brutal block that he laid on 55, and it sprung me to the end zone. But you know, it feels good. We still have more to accomplish, so that's where my focus is at.
Someone commented that you were able to see yourself up on the big screen because right, you had some enough yardage. Were you able to see yourself a little bit as you were streaking
yeah,
in the end
yeah,
zone there?
Yeah, I was able to see myself. So as someone said, hey, just stay relaxed. You know, you don't have to put on too much juice, but make sure you get there, you know. So, yeah.
That's cool.
You know, you've had to work so hard for so many of your long runs. That 82-yarder because of Felton, and I think that you had two other really good blocks downfield. Was that as easy an opening as you've had?
Yeah, I would definitely. And you know what? I almost missed it, too, because he hit the linebacker dead on, and then the linebacker kind of went to the right. And initially, my instinct took me to the right. So I kind of bumped into him, and I was able to get around. And it was wide open, just grass, turf.
Adrian, why is greatness possible for you? Everyone talks about greatness this season, but why is that possible for you, do you think?
Just mental, you know, my mindset, you know, my willpower, just my determination. And, you know, that's something that I show on the field when I play. And, you know, the things that people don't see is how hard I work, you know, during the offseason. Like, I grind hard, you know. You know, when you want to be great and you have in my mind I want to be the greatest ever play, you know, you can't talk about it. You got to go out and work and you know, in order to accomplish something like that.
Is it hard to maintain that edge, I guess, throughout time?
Is it hard to maintain it? Not really. For me, you know, it can be up and downs, you know, but that's why I say mentally you got to be in tune, you know, keep your mind on track.
Is it fair to say you have Eric Dickerson's number 2105 in your sights at this point?
Yeah, it's been in my sights.
You know? Really?
Really in my sights? Yeah. It's something that, you know, like I say, I'm not focusing on it. You know, it's in the back of my head that, hey, I definitely want to accomplish that. You know, so I'm just going to continue to let the chip fall where they may. You know, I look at today's game, and I could have had 300. You know what? It wasn't meant to happen. We got the W. You know, you got closer. Just move on. Keep playing football.
You weren't really involved in that first drive much. I mean, but the way you guys were able to move the ball, mm-hmm. It was probably the most aggressive you've been, or at least the most open playbook you've been this season. How would you describe that first
game? Yeah, you know, we came out and we wanted to be more balanced offensively. You know, that was Bill talked about this week. And, you know, Kristen came out and did a great job. You know, we had receivers that stepped up and made plays. Jerome Simpson, you know, Michael Jenkins. You know, so guys were really in tune. And you can't count out, you know, our two big tight ends. So offensively, we was able to move the ball. It wasn't just run. You know, we was able to be productive in the pass game as well.
Can you also appreciate what Blair did for you guys today? I mean, 5 field goals, 3, 50-plus yards. I mean, as a position player, can you just appreciate what he did?
Oh, yeah, I love him. I'm telling you, ever since, you know, training camp, when I seen this guy, I seen him kick a 60-yard field goal, maybe 65, 70. And I was like, man, this kid is pretty good. And he was just kicking them repeatedly. And he's been big for us all season, you know. So when he's lining up and it's 50-plus, I'm like, it's good, you know. So it's good to have him on our team.
What would the record mean to you?
What would it mean? It would mean a lot, you know, like especially coming off the ACL and, you know, just the hard work I put into it. And, you know, Eric Dickerson being such a great back, someone that I looked up to and, you know, inspired me to, you know, to work towards greatness, you know. So to surpass him would definitely mean a lot. It's been there, what, since 84? I was born a year later, and that's when I started my journey to get here. So we'll see.
With all the crap you guys have been through as a team over the past 2 years, what does a win like this mid-December staying in a playoff chase mean to you?
It means a lot to us as a group. In all phases, play great ball, you know. We keep talking about it. We control our own destiny. Hey, we want to finish off 4-0. We're 2-0 now, you know, and to win on the road in this league, it's hard to do. And we was able to do that by playing sound football, you know, protecting the ball, you know, good coverage, special team, defense, scoring, and playing outstanding football. So, you know, if we continue on this track, you know, all phases playing the way we're playing, I feel like we'll reach our goals.
Do you think this win and last week's win has the club feeling even more confident than you might have been? It's 5-2 earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, especially this win is, you know, it's rough. You know, this is when, you know, when you really need to get it, you know, because the playoffs definitely approaching, you know, and our division is real tight, you know. So, you know, guys are focused and guys are tuned in to what we need to accomplish.
Do you also feel like the team has got a little bit more confidence? This was your second road win of the year, and obviously a huge one. So how does that kind of spread over to the team that, hey, we can win on the road, you know, moving forward, we can accomplish what we need to accomplish?
You know, it goes to show what coaches, you know, Hick, Leslie Frazier is talking about, you know, our position coaches. You know, we continue to do, you know, what those guys are telling us to do and play with the passion and the focus that we're playing with, that, hey, we can get it done. You know, so it's big for the young guys, you know, the veteran guys, we're leading the pack. And, you know, the momentum is definitely in our favor. We just got to continue not to get lax, and I don't think we will. You know, just continue to be focused and, you know, continue to take it 1 week at a time. Thank you.
Thank you.